Healthcare professionals from the Western Finger Lakes and Central New York regions are gathering in Batavia this week for the 2013 Healthcare Emergency Management Conference. This year, the program focuses on the delivery of healthcare in the event of a natural or man-made disaster in a rural area. Krista Sokolowski is program manager of the Kessler Regional Trauma Center at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and she joins us now to talk more about the conference. Good morning, Krista. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
What do we learn from events like the bombings in Boston last week that could give this group some direction in how to plan for the event of an emergency locally?
Well, I think we can say that victims of traumatic injury are best served by organized trauma systems and by specialty centers dedicated to maintaining the resources to care for this complex patient population. As we know, trauma can happen anywhere at any time. It's obviously not planned, and the better prepared you are, the better things will be.
What goes into that planning?
Well, actually, at this conference we are holding, it's a collaboration of organizations within the Western and Finger Lakes region, and that includes the Western Regional Resource Center for Emergency Preparedness, as well as the Finger Lakes Regional Resource Center for Emergency Preparedness, as well as Erie County Medical Center and Kessler Trauma Center here at Strong, the two regional trauma centers. So our goal is to of this conference is to help prepare our partners, healthcare professionals, and working as a team, and to stress the importance of working as a team of professionals and caring for patients that have life-threatening traumatic injuries in the rural EMS setting and community hospitals, because obviously in our area we have a significant rural component.
Are there ever drills that take place to sort of simulate what might happen in a in an emergency?
Yes, we the regional, again, being the regional trauma centers in our areas and the regional resource centers, we do drill frequently for these type of events. Obviously, you can't always predict everything, but we do have frequent drilling for such things.
How would you gauge our readiness as a community from a healthcare delivery standpoint to respond to a possible disaster?
I think we are, well, you know, considering, again, we have a rural component, we have limited regional trauma centers in our area, but we have quite a bit of community hospitals. And I think doing things like this makes us better prepared, and I would say that we are prepared, but we can always learn from other events that happen, not only in our community or in our state, but in the country. So we take from those events and use that to improve our care.
Can you think of any specific areas that you might zero in on that could use some improvement?
Again, standardized trauma care approach is the key, and getting the right patient to the right place at the right time. So again, we have a lot of community hospitals in our area. So I think honing in on those areas and letting those professionals know when to transfer someone to the trauma center is crucial. And again, giving them the resources to handle a larger scale incident so that they can treat the patients in their center initially and stabilize them and then get them to the places they need to go.
Is there any current technology that has made this kind of work easier in recent years?
Well, regional trauma centers are certainly equipped and with the latest and greatest equipment. You know, we have 24/7 capability, operating rooms, multi-room ICUs, availability of different technology. We have radiologic equipment, you know, CT, 64 slice CT scanners, all that kind of stuff adds into what makes a regional trauma center function well.
Well, Krista, thank you very much for joining us this morning and telling us about the conference this week.
Thank you.